Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It is time. I don't grab that cup of coffee, whatever you're drinking, whatever you're sipping. Stay hydrated because this show's going to wear your butt out. It is. So we're going to talk about goals today, okay? It's time to do this, talk about goals. And I'm going to protect you right now. I'm going to stand in front, be your guard, your security officer, your shield of all the goals that don't belong to you, that you are actually trying to pursue. And that's not cool. That's today's show. It's going to be awesome. All right, it is the Daily Boost from MotivationToMove.com, the positive boost you need every single day. You are somebody who gets out of bed in the morning and either is moving or wants to move in the direction you want to go. Listen, if you're not going the direction you want to go, we really need to have a conversation, right? But movers change the world. If there's something you want to do, a person you want to change, a life you want to change, a generation you want to change, a family you want to change, the world. I'm not a big world changer. I'm not. Maybe I will be someday, but I should explain that. I just like to change an individual, a person. And to me, it's like, bam, it magnifies. And if I can change a person, that person may want to change the world. I don't want to go out and like be a worldly guy. You know, they work too hard. It's way too many hours in the day. But that's changing little by little every single day. So whatever you want to do, I'm glad to have you here today. We're going to have some fun. Okay, who am I? Scott Smith, founder, chief motivating officer here at MotivationToMove.com. Y'all know that. Grateful to have you here today. So I'm a bit of a productivity ninja, and I love to use technology to make my life easier. And I want to tell you about Notion, our sponsor today, and the single surprising reason I use Notion. You're never going to guess it. Notion, by the way, combines notes, docs, and projects into one space that's simple, flexible, and beautifully designed. It's really great. So why do I use it? Well, I made a decision a long time ago. If I'm going to use a piece of software, I want the most popular one that everybody uses. That way, if it's 3 o'clock in the morning and I'm stumped on something, I can go on YouTube or Google or go on their website. I get an answer. I get tips. I get templates. I get everything. It's awesome. It's like crowdsourcing your productivity. That's why I use it. And remember that Notion AI helps you work faster, write better, and think bigger by doing tasks that take hours and just seconds. Try Notion free when you go to Notion.com/dailyboost. That's all lowercase letters. Notion.com/dailyboost to try the powerful, easy-to-use Notion AI today. And when you use our link, you're supporting our show. Notion.com/dailyboost. Okay. This is a serious topic. I won't bring you down or anything, but this is a serious topic. Let me turn it around and at least deliver it in an upbeat way. This is a really serious topic. And so I'm going to get inside your heart and your soul today and just ask you about something. So are you feeling excited to be alive today? That's a question I want to start with. Are you feeling excited to be alive today? Yes or no? You should feel excited to be alive. No matter what brings on the day. I'm good at that 80% of the time, just to let you know. Maybe 70. 70% of the time, I'm like, yeah, let's go. 30% of the time, it's like, don't want to get out of bed. But I'm pretty quick to turn it around. So I always try for that, to be happy and excited every single day. It might be a really good opportunity to be what some people have called, I'm not going to be the guy that claims this, an intentional goal setter. Just doing it because you mean it, right? That's kind of it, right? So are you a goal setter? You should be a goal setter. If you're not a goal setter, you are not going to get what you want. You're not. But there's a worse side of this. I got to stay positive because I'm taking you down the worst side, the dark side. We got to go dark sometimes to go light, right? So we're going to do that. So I want you to be a goal setter because your mind is hardwired. I mean, there's all kinds of neuro thingies that, you know the words, that go on inside your brain. They talk to each other and they start duplicating. And before you know it, you'll get excited. Your brain kicks in and goes, this is what I want. That's what he wants. Let's go get it. So goal setting is really built into you. It's the heartbeat of your life. In fact, I will tell you this. Goals are a tangible expression of your values. Huh? Goals are a tangible expression of your values. What do you mean by that? Okay, you got values, right? You know what they are? You're honest, you're hardworking, family comes first, you work out, you take care of yourself, you're spiritual, all that stuff. Whatever your values are. Everybody has values. The values kind of rule your life. So when you set a goal, that should be something that lives up to your values. I taught that in my Face Your Passion program years and years ago. So when you go out every single day doing stuff, it just makes sense. Walk your talk. Live to your values. I try to do that. I'm not that good at it. I try to live with my internal values. I always get there, but sometimes I mess up. Don't we all mess up? I'm not the most religious guy in the world, but I tell you what, I have mastered the sinner thing really, really well. I've all, yeah, thank God somebody's here to save me. But I've mastered that. I push the limits. I try everything. But at the end of the day, I come back and I go, okay, that's not who you are. That's not who you think. You gotta live your values. But we weren't talking about values today, were we? We were talking about goals. There's nothing more satisfying to work toward your goals that are aligned within you and your most significant values. It means something. Are you suffering burnout right now? One of two things. You're doing stuff you don't want to do, or you're working towards stuff you don't want to get. You flip it around, working with your values, do stuff you love to do toward the things you want to get. You'll change. You'll change by the end of this show. Right now, I just resonated with a few people around the world. You're thinking, wait a second, what did he say? Go back and listen to it. I don't have time to go back. It's a short show. Okay. All right. So here's the evil dark side. You ready for this? This is kind of the influence thing I talk about all the time, but still it's goals. How many times, let me ask you a question. Back in high school, did you have a family member? Did you have a friend? Did you have a teacher? Maybe college or at some point in your life. Don't limit it to there. You'd be really good at this. You know what you should do? You should do this. Take a test in high school. And suddenly they got you going down a path. You finish high school, you go to college, you get a job. 20 years later, you show up on my website, you give me some money, you say, can you coach me? Because I don't know what I've been doing for the last 20 years. You've been following somebody else's goal. You know it's true. So think about it right now, really, truly, just think about it. Okay, first off, if you have goals, like I said, goals are automatic. You may not know you have it. If you've set goals, are they the goals that you decided you want, what you decided you were going to go after, what you decided was going to be your life? Did you do that? Or did somebody else tell you, you'd be good at this, go do it, and you've been working towards something you don't really want to get? You think you're ever going to get something you don't really want? You think you're really going to get it to give it to somebody else because they wanted it? No, you're not. It's got to serve you. And worst of all, the evil dark side, Luke, let the force be with you. The evil dark side is this. Somebody got inside your head, set goals, pushed you down that road that you've been going down for a very long time. And you know, like, wait a second, this is not really where I want to go, but it's where I have to go. It's where I've always gone. It's where they've always said I should go. It's what I do every single day. I get out of bed, I go do it. And yet, I don't know how long I can do it for. I don't know. If you're at that spot, then you're at a place where the answer is you can't do it that long. You got to set yourself free. And this is a scary part. This, to me, I see this all the time. And I'm guessing you probably live there too. This is automatic goals that somebody inserted into you. And said, here, go do this. And you weren't thinking about it. Before you know it, it's just what you did. What a sad place to be. But the cool thing is, you already know that. And you all know it's just the other side. And you now know the answer to fix it, don't you? The answer is decide what excites you. Decide what means something to you. What kind of difference do you want to make? What do you want to have? You know, if you don't want to make a difference, that's fine. Maybe you just want to make a lot of money. I don't care. I don't. Just don't do any evil with it. That's all. Do good with it. Which is what a lot of money does for you. You can do good with it. You decide what you want to do. So do an inventory today. And just think about it for a little bit. A, am I setting goals? B, am I actually living the goals somebody else has set? C, have I lived my life chasing down something that somebody else put into my brain? And stop it today. You're done. No more. It ends right now. When you get done with the show, you have a homework assignment right now. When you get done, you got to sit down and write a couple of goals for yourself. Do it. Do it. Do it. Why? Because I said so. I will come over there. I will. I will. I will. Don't mess with me. Decide what you want. Set a goal. Create a plan. Set a deadline. Get to work. Okay. Here's what you do right now. YouTube channel's coming October 10th. My book is coming October 4th. So go to motivationtomove.com/gratitude. Pre-order my book. You can afford it. And it's good for you. I'll be grateful for it. The 5-Minute Daily Gratitude Journal for Men. Ladies, you'll like it too. If you want to chill with me, go to dailyboostpodcast.com/Facebook. Tag me so I know you came there and you want to talk to me. I'll show up, maybe a couple hours, but I'll be there. See you tomorrow right here on the Daily Boost.